Hello. Malcolm says hi to.
Malcolm's loud as fuck. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hi. My nose is a little stuffy. Can you tell or no?
A little bit. But not really.
I mean, you can probably just tell because I've been sneezing. Mm-hmm. It's so annoying. Anyway, just me ranting for it's like 20 minutes. It's not. Anyway, this is not about the vid.
No, this is not.
This is about a little update, I guess you could say. Not update. Extension, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
We are sitting on my couch today, so if it sounds a little different, again, we're still trying to figure out what is the best area. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I just don't want to sit in my bathroom for 4 hours today.
Period. So period.
You might get a few that sound different in the next month.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why.
That's okay.
Yep, we are bulk recording today.
Pre-recording a lot.
Malcolm, you don't fit.
We've got things to do.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
Mac, lay down. So today, I'm going to tell you, okay, let me give you some background. Mm. If you have not listened to the Rebecca Zahau case, you should go do that. That was posted a few episodes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So go listen to that. Because this is going to be kind of a continuation of that case. I remember in that case, I did talk a little bit about Max Jack Nye. So if you have not listened to the Rebecca Zahau case, go do that.
Mm-hmm.
Do that first.
Please.
Pause. Go do that. And then come back.
Yeah.
Because this episode that you're listening to right now is more of a continuation of that case. If you did listen to that case, you know about Max Jack Nye and his situation, and we wanted to kind of give him the justice he deserves as well. I wasn't really able to, in that case, like dive into him and what happened to him, and I wanted to do that, so here we are. Because no matter what happened to Max or how he died, he did die as well. And we want justice for him just as much as we want justice for Rebecca.
Of course.
So his story deserves to be told as well. Mm-hmm. Here we go. If you did not listen to me, and if you did not listen to the Rebecca case, here's going to be a little synopsis of what happened and how the two are connected. Basically, Rebecca Zahau was Max's father. His father's name is Jonah. So Rebecca was Jonah's girlfriend at the time of his death. On July 11th, 2011, Rebecca and her sister Zena were the only two adults. I use like air quotes for adults because Zena was 13, but in comparison to Max, they were the only other two like people there. And Rebecca was the only true adult in the house at this time. The story is that Max was scooting on his razor type scooter on the second floor hallway, and somehow he tripped. And flew over the second floor balcony onto the first floor. This was in a staircase, and there was like a chandelier that was hanging. It was in a front staircase, and it was like a chandelier was hanging there. And when Rebecca found him, the chandelier was on the ground next to him, along with his scooter. So Rebecca was supposedly in the bathroom at the time, and she came out and like after she heard all the noises, and she found him on the ground. Later, on July 16th, 2011, Max died in the hospital because of his injuries, and we'll get into the injuries. Rebecca allegedly committed suicide the night of July 12th / 13th at some point in that time period at the middle of the night, you know? So again, go listen to that episode because that's just like bare basics. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about who Max was before he died. Max Jack Nye was born on June 7th, 2005, in Arizona. According to his obituary, he went by Max and Maxie. His full name was Maxfield Aaron Jack Nye. His parents were Jonah Jack Nye, Dina Jack Nye. And he had one sister and one brother. I'm unsure if they were like half siblings or if they were full siblings, but he had a sister and a brother. His parents did get divorced in 2008 when he was young, and he and his siblings spent the summers with their father in Coronado, California, which is where the mansion was in the Rebecca case. In the obituary, I found a quote from his father, and he said, quote, his loving, kind, and vibrant spirit will forever be in our hearts and those whom he touched every day. The loss to our families, Max's many friends of all ages and teammates and the community is immeasurable. Every single source I found just said how sweet he was and how sweet of a kid he was. I mentioned in the Rebecca episode that his mother said that he was also like a very, very timid, sweet kid, and he wasn't really a daredevil. He was just a little angel. Mm-hmm. Max played soccer, and he has a bench near what I believe to be like his grave. And on this bench it said, "Maxie, to live in the hearts we leave behind is not to die." And engraved on the top were two soccer balls.
Oh.
It was very sweet. This part makes me... It, like, gives me chills. I'm not someone that has a lot of physical reactions to things, but this part, I forgot about it, and then I was rereading this the other day, and I was like, Anyway, before I go into his death, I do want to say that his organs were donated, and he saved the lives of three people with his organs, which I think is amazing.
Yeah.
And there's also a Facebook page called Maxie's House, and I believe it's a nonprofit organization. There's some amazing pictures and videos, of him and his family on there. The last post I saw was like mid-pandemic, so I'm not sure if that changed anything. And he also has a meadow in his memory called Max's Meadow, which is fucking cute.
That is so cute.
If Max were alive today, he would be 17 years old. So now we're going to talk about the incident and what happened. Sorry, I'm out of breath, guys. I'm just sitting here. You know how I be... Ooh, I can't breathe.
Not the smug.
Get out of here, bitch. The smug.
Not the smug.
I want that shit on the t-shirt. Not the smug. So, like I said, Rebecca was in the bathroom, Zena was in the shower, and Max was scooting in the hallway. This was a carpeted hallway, and he flung over the railing, ultimately landing with a chandelier near him after allegedly like grabbing it on the way down. Rebecca said she found him face down on the first floor, unresponsive, although he did say Ocean, which was the dog's name, before becoming unresponsive. And she said that she gave him a couple breaths and told Zena to call 911. I'm guessing, like, CPR breaths, yeah. Zena did call 911, and officers arrived shortly after. The officer that arrived, quote, saw Rebecca kneeled beside Max. She was crying and yelling the child's name. Max was ashen, unresponsive, and did not appear to be breathing. His feet faced the wall below the staircase while his head was directed toward the door. An upright broken glass or crystal chandelier was near Max's left shoulder. A razor-type scooter with the rear wheel and rear third portion of the footplate laying across his lower left right shin. End quote. I had to look up ashen in like the context of a person because I was confused. And... it is apparently a very pale, like someone very pale with shock, fear, or illness. So there, that was the scene upon arrival.
Gotcha.
His injuries from the autopsy report that I found were generally like scrapes, scars, and scabs, which were all like in varying stages of healing, which are pretty normal for a kid, especially when they play soccer. Like he had cuts all over him, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
His scalp and skull had no lacerations, but small amounts of hemorrhaging, blood under the forehead, contusions, which are the bruises. And he had a little over a seven inch midline frontal fracture and a C5 abnormality. C5, like the vertebrae C5 is in the mid base of the neck. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that like...
your cervical vertebrae.
I don't know what that means.
It's up top. Yeah.
Cervix?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
See, Elena's the
cervical,
biology gal.
Thoracic, and lumbar. Yeah, those are your vertebrae.
The more you know. I said C5.
C5.
And I Googled it, and that's where it is. Yep. So there we go. Mm-hmm. The opinion of the medical examiner were that the patterns of his injuries is consistent with a face-first impact on the floor from a fall causing the skull fracture, hyperextension of the neck, and subsequent injury of the spinal cord. So, he did fall, but this fall could not have happened the way that they said it did, and we said this in the Rebecca case as well, but a private investigation into his death, it was ruled to have not been possible because of physics. The carpet would have hindered him from getting up to the speed he would have needed to get up to, and his center of gravity was too low to be able to fly over the railing the way that they're saying he did. Dr. Rope... Dr. Robert T. Bove Jr. I don't think I'm saying that right, but I'm trying my best. He theorized that Max was assaulted and either hit his back on the second floor railing or on the landing in between floors. Then he either moved or was moved over the railing as he sustained skull and back injuries. The San Diego Sheriff's Office, though, was like, nah, these deaths, Rebecca and Max's, were not the result of any criminal acts. Dina, his mother, had a really hard time accepting his death, of course, and she hired other investigators who came to the conclusion that if nothing else, his death should be reopened and that it does not add up. His case was never, and honestly, likely will never be reopened. I mean, stranger things have happened, but it's not very likely that his case will ever be reopened, probably Rebecca's as well. So, like, that's kind of it. That's all I have, but I did want to give him his little moment and tell you who he was as much as I could find. So
yeah,
that's it. Max, I'm so sorry that happened to you. And y'all probably won't hear this, but the Shaq Knives, I can't even imagine the grief guys are still going through.
So sorry.
Yeah, but it's a little mini episode. We're not even going to smoke or nothing.
A teeny one, just to let you guys in on the case.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about Max for a little bit. A little Maxie, because he was fucking
Max's
cute.
Max's meadow.
That's Max's meadow, Maxie's house. The little soccer balls. Very, very cute. Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace, Max.
So yeah, catch you on the next one. This one will be uploaded as soon as possible.
Pretty soon. It's really short.
Listen to the feed. Or, I'm sorry, look at the feed. See ya.
Look at the feed.
What else you can listen to?
Yeah. Go listen to the Rebecca Zahal.
If you are still here and haven't listened, you're probably like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah. If you thought this was weird.
Oh, for real. If you are like, what? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
Go listen to Rebecca, girl.
Wait.
Anyway. Bye.
Bye. See y'all
later.
Love you. Say back.
That's right. Okay, bye.